السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My respected brothers, sisters and elders in Islam, blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen us to be amongst those who are established in salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity continuously to engage in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Almighty Allah make us, our progeny, our entire family among those who will continuously establish salah in this earth. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah made Ibrahim alayhi salam a means for two qiblas. One is Masjid al-Aqsa, other one is Masjid al-Haram. Until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, the qibla of the entire ummah, even sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, in the first part of his mission, the qibla was Masjid al-Aqsa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْحِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ كِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was facing towards Masjid al-Aqsa, his heart desired that Allah should change the qibla towards the Baytullah al-Haram, to Masjid al-Haram. So Allah mentioned that in the Quran, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْحِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We can see that we are always looking up and waiting, when is the wahi is going to come? فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Until we change the qibla that what you desire. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Then the command comes, now you turn your face towards the Masjid al-Haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where in the Medina, there is a masjid is known as a place, Masjid al-Qiblatain, where sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah towards Masjid al-Aqsa. When the ayah revealed, in the same place, he turned around towards the Masjid al-Haram. Then that's why they have named that place, that later on the masjid is established, is as Masjid al-Qiblatain. Because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in same salah, he performed, you know, qibla towards both the direction of Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Aqsa. My dear respected brothers, when it comes to Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Aqsa, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid Madinatul Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid al-Rasul, Masjid al-Nabawi, these things that we cannot compromise. It's like our two eyes. If someone comes and asks you, which eye you going to choose? We're not going to say, okay, this, you take this off, give me this. No. We want both the eyes. It's like our eyes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a sunnah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that Ishaq alayhi salam's entire progeny, you go through the entire Quran, the narration of Ishaq alayhi salam and his entire progeny, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them the responsibility, gave them, it is a blessing, Allah blessed them with the responsibility of taking care of Masjid al-Aqsa. Ismail alayhi salam's progeny was given the responsibility of taking care of Masjid al-Haram. And this grew in both the ways. When it comes to Ishaq alayhi salam's children, Ishaq alayhi salam's son is Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam had how many children? He had 12 children. He had 12 children. That Yaqub alayhi salam's father Ishaq alayhi salam had another name as Israel. That's how Bani Israel comes in. All the children of Ishaq alayhi salam, the entire progeny is known as Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them one after other, one after other. Allah protected them right through the history. Quran keeps speaking about it. Every time they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they be ungrateful, Allah send another prophet, and again they revive, they go back. It keeps happening, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, the entire history Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning as an example for the entire humanity. Entire humanity. Allah chose them. Allah blessed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them opportunity after opportunity. When Isa alayhi salam came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no more. Now, it's no more Bani Israel, it has to be now Ya Ayyuhan Nas. Until that, it was Ya Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel. It was addressing the children of Israel, it was going on. When Isa alayhi salam came, Isa alayhi salam opened the door and he welcomed everyone in Isa alayhi salam. From Isa alayhi salam only, it's the mission of Ya Ayyuhan Nas. The mission of humanity started from Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Isa alayhi salam. But Isa alayhi salam's mission was very short due to he had so much of threat from the people who called themselves, as you know, Bani Israel, who followed the Musa alayhi salam. They called themselves all, then he had a threat. Actually, they plot against Isa alayhi salam. They were plotting against Isa alayhi salam. We know the story. Isa alayhi salam ran away and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him, because whenever, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, whenever Allah blessed them and gave them authority, they misused the authority. They misused. In Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly. In Surah Bani Israel, we will give marratayn. For these people, we will give them authority and power. Marratayn wala ta'lunna uluwan kabira. And they will raise high, uluwan kabira, so high, it's so high. Allah himself say uluwan kabira. And Allah bless them with that. Mufassirun, the reason Mufassirun is explaining, the first time Allah blessed them was Dawud alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam. When Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dawud alayhi salam took over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with so much of. Actually, the mission started. What happened? They went away when Yaqub alayhi salam's children, they were living around there. We know all the story. When Ibrahim alayhi salam migrated from Palestine, that land, and Ibrahim alayhi salam left his family, Ismail alayhi salam and Hajar alayhi salam in Mecca. When Yaqub alayhi salam's children, they left that responsibility because they had some difficulty and problem. And for political reason and other reason, they left that mission and came. And after that, continuously, this promised land, the word of promised land, you go back, best land, it was said to Musa alayhi salam. Because in time of Musa alayhi salam, the mission was for them, because they need to rectify their previous mistake. They rectify the previous mistake. Musa alayhi salam tried so many times. Eventually, for 40 years, they were going around. They were going around because one excuse after excuse, one excuse after excuse, they came and always gave excuse. Oh, we cannot fight. Jalut, they are big people. This, they are so much powerful. We cannot do that. If you can, you go and do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted them so much and said, don't worry about the number. Kam min fi'atin qaleela, ghalabat fi'atin kaseera. All these are the lessons Sahabas learn in Battle of Badr. In the time of Battle of Badr, Sahabas told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not say what the people of Musa alayhi salam said to Musa alayhi salam. Anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hahuna qa'idun. You and your people go and fight. We will be sitting here as expectator and watch. If you win, we will come and join you. Not going to say that. They learn this lesson. They say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever you say, you tell us to jump, left, front, right, behind, anywhere you want us to jump into the ocean, we will do that. We will not let you alone. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ashab al-Badr, 313 Sahabas. Allah made him. After that, any sin, whatever disobedient they do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have forgiven them, even their future sins. There was a Sahabi who participated in the Battle of Badr, Hatim bin Abi Baltha. Later on, there was some incident of betrayal. Hatim bin Abi Baltha radiallahu anhu also got involved with that. Involved. Then this news comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave him. He is min Ahlil Badr. He is part of Ahlil Badr. Allah has forgiven him. No action was taken against him. Because at that time the faith, it's not opportunist. They were not looking at, you know, oh, we sideline with winning. No. We need to stand for the haq, for principle, haq. Allah's assistant comes. Musa alayhi salam's mission. Then when Musa alayhi salam passed away, from Musa alayhi salam, that progeny Harun alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam comes. Last mission, Surah Baqarah speaks about this. The last part of Surah Baqarah, you know, it speaks about one thing. Allah said, they said, okay, now you go and take over. Then only you're going to get salvation. You know what they said? Oh, we are divided. We need a leader now. Without a leader, we cannot. Yes, of course, if you want to go to the war, we need a leader. Without a leader, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed Talut Malika. Talut is from Bani Israel, but within them also they had so much of discrimination. There was, you know, certain families belongs to be high class, rich and wealth. Others, they are some Bani Israel, but low class, because they didn't have wealth and power. Then, but Allah chose from Bani Israel, someone who had knowledge, someone who has iman, Talut Malika. You know what did they say? قَالُوا أَنَّا لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَنَحْنَ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْهُ. How come he can have? They didn't say who is giving. Allahu Akbar. This is the thing. Even prophets were chosen by Allah, but if they don't like that prophet, they used to kill them. They used to kill them. They say, أَنَّا لَهُ الْمُلْكُ. We are having the authority. We are having the power. How can he has got? وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمِلْكِ مِنْ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعْتَمْ مِنَ الْمَالِ. This is the criteria they say. He's a poor guy. He doesn't have enough wealth. How can we follow him? وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعْتَمْ مِنَ الْمَالِ. My respected brother, if the ummah go behind wealth, destruction. Ummah should go behind haqq and ilm and knowledge. Wealth is needed, yes. But wealth is not a criteria for leadership. It's not criteria. Sometimes you go only maintaining wealth and status as a criteria. Destruction comes in. Destruction comes in. We need money. But that's not the criteria. Criteria is taqwa. Criteria is knowledge. Criteria is whether you're following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَنَّا لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَنَحْنَ حَكُمِ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعْتَمْ مِنَ الْمَالِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them. They didn't accept. قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ. Allah gave them a test. Every time Allah put them a test, they failed. Said they were hungry, they were very thirsty, but Allah said, from this river, you can drink, but only little. Little. But if you drink more, you're going to be in trouble. Allah tested, but they didn't listen. They drank until the stomach. Then they couldn't go. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam took over first. Prophet from Bani Israel who took over Masjid al-Aqsa. And his son Sulaiman alayhi salam continued with the legacy. He built a masjid. He built the masjid. But that masjid is Allah's masjid. It is Masjid al-Aqsa. Sulaiman alayhi salam didn't build Temple of Solomon. No. He didn't name after him. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't name Baytullah after him. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Baytullah, it is house of Allah. In Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid in the right corner. You know why they call it Masjid al-Aqsa? The angels, Alama says, angels routine. When angels come down to the earth, first they come down to Masjid al-Haram. That is their route. They come down to Baytullah and they go up through Masjid al-Aqsa. That is the direction. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in a journey of Mi'raj. How? From Masjid al-Haram. Masjid al-Harami ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawla linuriyahu min ayatina, and then he went up. So that is the routine. So that is the corner, the furthest house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is in the middle of it. Aqsa, furthest. The name given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Sulaiman alayhi salam established, and then that continued. Then what happened? They continue, they live there. Isa alayhi salam came there. There was corruption again. After that, there was corruption. When Isa alayhi salam before born, Isa alayhi salam's grandmother was keeping another, a vow. Before Maryam alayhi salam was born. Muharraran fataqabbal minni, I need to free this Masjid al-Aqsa from corrupt people. There was a group of people who are corrupt, who are running that, who are holding it. This child must come to free Masjid al-Aqsa. Muharraran fataqabbal minni. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with Maryam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give her a baby boy, because she was expecting a baby boy, because naturally, who take up this type of leadership, in natural, it was a male. But Allah made it through her daughter Maryam alayhi salam. Allah sent Allah's kalima. وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَىٰ مَرْيَمْ. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah put in the womb of Maryam alayhi salam. رُوحٍ مِّنْ, and the spirit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible. Isa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam took up that mission. When Isa alayhi salam took up that mission, he was going on, they were plotting and planning against Isa alayhi salam. Plotting and planning against Isa alayhi salam. So, my respected brothers, now sometimes this conspiracy goes back. You know, we need to take back Holy Land. There is nothing. That initially, when Musa alayhi salam was there, that mission was given, and that is done. Dawud alayhi salam did that. Dawud alayhi salam did that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ فَجَاسُوا خِلَالِ الدِّيَارِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, according to the ulama, they explained, the first, after that, what happened? Before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came over, they were, you know, against Isa alayhi salam, the Romans came and took over. Until Umar radiallahu anhu was taking over the Masjid al-Aqsa, it was under the Roman, under the Christians. They were controlling it, they were running it. Still, Christians maintained that. They have their other place, but it was maintained very well. It was kept. And Umar radiallahu anhu was taking over without any war, without any fight, without killing anybody, with negotiation. They gave the key for Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu. Now, Romans were keeping up. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed, gave this. And then this mission is going on. And then ulama says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Then the second wa'da comes. This is the لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلَ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. They will come again. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا. And they will come and again create destruction. So some of the ulama says, this is the second time. Now they have come in and they are creating destruction in that land. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. My respected brothers, when it comes to the mission of Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was two things. Ibrahim alayhi salam combined two. One is the religious leadership, other one is the political leadership. Right? When it comes to Ishaq alayhi salam children, they were politically, that center is what politically, they were always, they wanted the power to rule the world. Power the rule. It is always battle about ruling and who is in power, who is not in power, this thing. But when it comes to Ismail alayhi salam, and then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, it's not about who is in power. It is all about who is more loyal and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً. Who is more submissive. So my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have sent us with these two missions. One is mission of Khalifa, Ta'mir, Imara. That is, if Allah gives us the power, if Allah gives us wealth, we need to use it properly and we need to govern this earth. This is one. And then second, that, but that is not our main objective. The main objective in this earth is that we be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our objective, sometimes some people come, oh, objective, we must rule the world. No, that is not objective. That is not objective. Our objective, we have to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must make sujood. We must make sujood. If that comes along, yes, that is not objective. The time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam combined both political leadership and religious leadership together. The Khalifa has to lead the salah. Without that, no, it was together. So they kept, they maintained the balance. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Umar radiyallahu anhu, and then Osman radiyallahu anhu, Ali radiyallahu anhu, Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. All this time it was maintained. After Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, after that only again it got divided. Political leadership went to rulers and people who have power and wealth, and religious leadership they withdrew back. the withdraw back, because when it comes to that, it get corrupt. We can't make fitna and fasad. There's no fitna and fasad. We need to somehow go. We know, because of going again, you know, with the political leadership going in the fist, Hussein radiallahu anhu, we know, Ali radiallahu anhu, son, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grandson, the incident of Karbala, it is a story on its own. Each and every one of us should know the right version of that story. What really happened in that history? It is not dividing between Sunni and other people. No, it is a political problem. Later on, it was given an ideological, you know, face to it. It was no there was no ideology. There was no religious involved. It was a political clash. It was a leadership clash. Later on, they convert that into an ideological problem. Until today, we are facing that issue as Shia and Sunni. Until that, there was no division. We are all Ahlus Sunnah. We were following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until that, Sahabas right through, they never differentiate between the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and rest of the Sahabas. And they was always used to say, from the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, our parents, our grandparents taught us to respect Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Aisha radiallahu anhu, because loving them is part of Iman and Islam. But sometimes you go through in the net, you see a different story, started like, you know, the people who followed this Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah, they came and they destroyed and killed the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's never the case. It was a political this thing. But what actually happened, people in the area in the Persia, where the Karbala, where that area, people actually betrayed Hussein radiallahu anhu. Betrayed Hussein radiallahu anhu. He was in Makkah, he was peacefully say, okay, I give up, I wait. Hundreds of letters they send, we have given bay'ah to you. Come and take over. We don't want that leadership, we want you. And Hussein radiallahu anhu, everybody advised, don't do that. Hassan radiallahu anhu, his brother Hassan radiallahu anhu, and Ali radiallahu anhu always used to say that. You know, they gave him, when they were leading, when they were in, you know, head office in Kufa, they had so much of problem. History, go and history speaks about it. This is a political problem. So, my respect, this ummah get always divided when it comes to politics. And humanity always will be divided when it comes to politics, power and wealth. Power and wealth. So, that is not our main objective. That is not our main objective. But always when it comes to politics, it comes with a religious flavor along. So, that's why majority of the laymen, we can follow. Oh, why we are against? There was a Muslim country. One Muslim country was attacking another Muslim country. And destruction. Muslim country means leaders are Muslims. Destruction was going on. And you know what did they say? From that people, there is a threat for haram. From that group of people, there is a threat for haram. They're going to attack the haram. So they told all the ulamas, now you give us fatwa so we can attack them. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we must try to understand, we should not get caught. We as people who are, you know, religious, who are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance we have, we must stay away from all these politics. Stay away from that. And learn, because until time come, inshallah, we stay away from the politics and do our bit and peace. One day will come, like in the time of Yazid ibn Muawiyah. What happened then? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. There was lots of sahaba said, no, we're staying away from it. We don't want to get involved. Staying away was salam. Staying away was peace, because we cannot destroy, ummah cannot fight one another. So my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this, you know, craving, this, you know, greedy for wealth and power, it should go away. And we must always, our main objective, some always come up with this. In between they come. And they come and tell the youngsters, oh, we need to bring the Khilafat. And brainwash them, showing all this happening, and use the youngsters, and they go away. Don't know where they are. Khilafat is not objective.
Khilafat is not objective for us. But our main objective is ibadat. Ibadat. If we have, Allah has given us the freedom, alhamdulillah, if you can worship, do sujood, ruku, sujood, alhamdulillah, go on from there onwards. We start slowly by slowly, slowly by slowly, as long as when our ibadat has become a hindrance, we can't worship, then yes, we fight for that right for worship, not right to rule, right for anything else. So my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Let us try to understand. We need to understand what is going around in the world and we should not get caught. Another very important point I finally say, we have become so irresponsible when we come sharing information. We don't get clarification or confirmation or verification. Whatever comes, we share. Don't do that. Create more fitna. Sometimes old clip. You share what? Even it is true, you think 10 times, what good I am going to do by sharing this? Any good? If any good, yes. You share with the people who need to know, with leaders, responsible people, you share to them. So they need to get the information. But don't share it around. Very important. In ja'akum fasikum binaba'in fatabayyanu. When a message comes, you need to clarify it. You need to look and verification has to be done before you spread it, before you send it. So my respected brother, we as Muslim, alhamdulillah, I think in this part of the world, in Toronto, there's about 3 million Muslims from different part of the world, from all over, with all different, race and different language and everyone. We are not here to take over a country. We are not here to rule or anything. We are here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are here to serve other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here. We had difficulty wherever we are there. If Allah has given us a safety, we need to be grateful, do that. And we should not get caught with any other conspiracy or any other thought, ideology come up. No, it's not our work. Allah will bring justice and Allah gives power and wealth or leadership, whoever He wants. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives them power, kingdom, whomever He will. And Allah will remove that from whomever He wants. So we need to be active participants. Our way active, we need to follow. You need to have a leadership. Properly we follow. But that leadership is not for political. It's a community and religious leadership. We work along with that. We see how we can contribute through that. Definitely, it is you all have duty. I will always say, you have a duty. If that is your neighbors, Quran says you have a duty towards your neighbors. وَجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَبَنِ السَّبِيلِ. You have a duty. So we have a duty in this country to convey our message, and we have a duty how we can contribute and make a better place for our progeny and better to entire humanity, for all citizens and the all global citizen, and be a role model. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.